Brian Finn's here with the business news.
Christopher, thank you, and we're staying with that story because a relief rally looks set to take hold as sterling hovers at a two-year high against the euro. Paul Somerville of Somerville Advisory Markets is here. And Paul, this vote had been priced in for a few days now, but I'd imagine there was a heavy sigh of relief heard coming from trading floors this morning.
Yeah, the markets never really believed that there would be a yes vote. It was a slight wobble maybe a week and a half ago for particularly maybe 24 hours, but the market had priced in a no vote. We are expecting the FTSE to open about 70 points higher this morning, so you'll see some stocks like Lloyds Bank, you know, Standard Life, things like that probably do very well this morning. But the currency markets have already priced everything in, trading against the dollars, sterling against the dollar, trading around 164.50 this morning, which is exactly where it was trading 2 weeks ago.
Markets are back at all-time highs, despite the fact that we saw in the last few days the Americans indicating that the end of this flow of cheap money is coming. So it appears they're impervious to shocks at this stage.
Yeah, well, the markets liked what the Federal Reserve had to say during the week. And basically what they were saying was the US economy is so weak still that they won't be putting up interest rates anytime soon. So that's helped stocks all around the world. And obviously there's going to be more euphoria later on when we've got Alibaba's IPO today, biggest IPO of all time.
Tell us a little bit about that and about the company.
Well, Alibaba is a Chinese internet company, obviously huge. So it's in the space that everybody wants to invest in. It's going to be the biggest IPO of all time. They have underpriced the shares this morning. So the share issue is around $68, but I would expect it to open well above $80, probably a 20% rise today. That's how they want to do it. They want to fix, get the euphoria into the market. So you're going to see a lot of news about this over the weekend, 20%, 25% rise today.
And does a change in the regulations around, normally if you buy into these shares in an IPO, you stay in for a period of months, but there's a change in this particular IPO?
Yeah, this is how private equity get paid out these days. Basically, they can start selling from day one today. They've got about $8 billion worth of stock to sell. They can sell it today, take their profits, and they'll be very, very happy guys.
Paul Somerville of Somerville Advisory Markets, thank you very much indeed. Currencies, just to take a look at how they're trading now, the euro is at $1.29 and around 78.4 pence sterling.